Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
As always, you're invited to join us, 603-283-6160. That's the call-in line for you to join the conversation. That's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And we've got some interesting things to talk about. Cryptocurrency is always a big topic on this show, and there's several cryptocurrency stories worth talking about. Fear-mongering hit pieces against cryptocurrencies.
Oh, yeah. They're pulling out all the stops. They can't have some pesky underdogs undermining their system.
Well, that's the thing. These big crypto institutions, they don't want to undermine the system anymore. If indeed they ever did, they want to become the system.
Well, that's different from the people that are attacking cryptocurrency.
So you have your you have your regulators, and then you have your big boys like Coinbase who are trying to, and some Bitcoin whales, crypto whales, who are basically trying to control the, Elon Musk is one, for example, trying to control the system. And you have the two, and then you have a combination of the two, the Elon Musks and the regulators in bed together. That they could, you know.
Well, Coinbase wants to be in bed with the regulators as well. I mean, we talked about this last night where the Coinbase CEO sent out like 20 tweets in a row about how he went to Washington and tried to meet with all of the politicians, and only the SEC refused to meet with him, and then they threatened to sue Coinbase if they went forward with the project.
Right.
So Coinbase, at least, has done everything they could to be in bed with regulators. But we also all watched Free Guy recently. I keep wanting to call it Fall Guy because there's a game, I think, called that that's way more popular.
This character did an awful lot of falling, that's for sure. So maybe you're...
He did, yes. But it was Free Guy. We all watched that. We're going to talk about that later. But I want to talk about Secession because there was another...
Whoa. Oh, yeah, go ahead. Liberty. Huh? Independence.
Yes.
We're not allowed to say secession anymore. That's the naughty world. Well, when the people hear that, whatever side of the aisle they're on, they hear secession. And they immediately think, redcoats and
slavery.
General Washington.
Civil War.
I don't care. Look, I ran for sheriff as the anarchist tranny Satanist, mm-hmm. So I don't mind using language that pushes people's buttons. For the overall site, yes. I mean, nhx.us, it's all about independence and, you know, it takes it from a positive perspective, whereas secession sounds sort of negative.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, it's a independence movement. The bill to put the constitutional amendment on the ballot was actually introduced yesterday.
It was filed, I think, late last week or over the weekend or something like that.
Okay.
But yeah.
Did any of you have wind of this before it just basically dropped?
Oh, yeah.
We've been heavily involved in it from the start.
The reason this happened
I was amazed. Well, no, because I remember the conversation with Ridley about it, but I didn't know it had legs. I didn't know it was going anywhere.
Well, just to summarize what happened, Dave Ridley called this show, and he was talking about, you know, getting something going to move forward with having some sort of political, you know, aspect of state reps doing something about independence. And
he was concerned about the cost of having a bill read in New Hampshire being something like $2,000.
And he was saying this was the one thing that was holding him back. And, you know, Dave Ridley is a great activist. You want Dave Ridley on your side. You want him doing things for your issue because he's one of the best.
Absolutely.
Out there. And so when he called in to say that, my reaction and Aria's was the same. Was like, Dave, what can we do to make this possible for you? Because if it's just money. I mean, we don't have a whole lot of money left after the federal government stole almost all of it back in March. But you know what? I've still got a few $1,000s in a bank account, and so I'm willing to put up half of it. And you said you were willing to put up half of it or whatever.
Yep.
And so apparently all Dave really wanted was for somebody to be willing to cover the cost of having a bill heard. This is the estimate that he'd come up with.
Right.
And so all of a sudden, boom, Dave Ridley like jumped into action and started calling state reps and asking them how they felt about this issue. We kind of helped grease the rails a little bit. We brought Mike Sylvia into the picture, who's a longtime state rep, longtime Free Talk Live fan. He's been a supporter of Free Talk Live in the past for, you know, he would walk up to me at the Porcupine Freedom Festival and put an ounce of silver in my hand or a $100 bill just to support Free Talk Live. Right. So really great guy. Also A-plus rated Liberty rep. Mike Sylvia is one of the top. In fact, at least once, I was there while he was given the award by the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance for being the Liberty Legislator of the Year. So of all the 400 state representatives, they grade them. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance gives them grades. Not only was he A+, but he was the number one top most liberty-oriented state rep. So he's the perfect guy to be able to file this particular bill, and indeed, he was willing to come on board, and then there was weeks worth of discussion between
A solid 5 weeks of just trying to nail out the wording of this thing.
Yeah, right. Alu Axelman, who's done a lot of writing on this subject over at the Liberty Block. He's got his own blog and his own podcast. He's obsessed with this issue. He's written books about it. He's written, like, he's got a reason, like 70 reasons.
Passionate would be a better word than obsessed.
In a good way, yeah, for sure. He wrote up recently 70 reasons to divorce D.C., and I love that terminology, divorce D.C. It's got that alliterative
thing. On the drive over here, I think I'm going to write President Biden a breakup letter.
That's great. So people have just been, you know, climbing on board and getting involved in whatever way that they wanted to. And so the state reps, they have a very short window. I think it's like 2 weeks in September where they can file bills.
Right.
And so the first 4 or 5 weeks was just us talking and discussing and hammering out potential wording. And then the reps finally agreed on what the wording should be. And it was submitted last, I think, Friday or Monday or something like
cool.
that, or the weekend.
This is really neat.
Yeah. The wording is very short and to the point, and that's what I like about it. I don't have it in front of me.
I have it here. I'm reading it from libertyblock.com, which is an article that Alu published about this. So what happens is it asks if this wording goes through and it's not, you know, completely gutted by the political process, which could happen. That's like the worst case scenario.
Seems unlikely, though.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, politicians, you know, amendments are not unlikely to political bills. Now, it's against the intentions of the people that filed this to amend it, right? Like, this is supposed to be a constitutional amendment. They've submitted the wording. This isn't a bill to, you know, add a statute and that needs to be tweaked or whatever. There's no tweaking that should be done to this.
It's a light switch.
But they can
turn it on or off.
Yeah, they can tweak it as much as they want. If they want to, in the committee, if they love the federal government, they can completely gut the bill, and they can change the language to. So what it says now is it would add a section to the Constitution if the voters vote for it, because it has to be approved by the voters. That says Article 7A, independent nation, New Hampshire peaceably declares independence from the United States and immediately proceeds as a sovereign nation. All other references to the United States in this Constitution, state statutes, and regulations are nullified.
I love it.
Simple. It's to the point. It's powerful. It's immediate. But if they want to, they can just go in and, you know, with a vote of the 20 people or 22 people that's on whatever committee hears this, with a majority vote on that committee, somebody can propose an amendment that says New Hampshire changes the language to loves the United States federal government and we want to fillet Joe Biden. I mean, if they want to, they could completely change it. So,
but hopefully not. That seems like it would be unlikely.
Well, I don't know.
It seems like they would just shoot it down in committee.
I think what's going to be the most important factor was what Mike Sylvia pointed out on the meeting today. And by the way, all these videos from these meetings are online. You can go to the Free Keen Odyssey channel at video.freekeen.com. You can watch them. Today's will be up later. But as he pointed out, it's really going to be all about how many people show up to this hearing. Because if he files this bill and no one comes to the hearing, which is highly unlikely.
Tons of people are going to come to the state.
Yeah. But if no one comes, then the committee, they're going to do what they're going to do, and they're doing it basically in the dark. But if 200 people show up, or 50 people, or if enough people show up to fill the room to where they have to go into the larger room, they have like a special double-sized room that they can move to if there's an unexpected number of people that show up.
Well, then, I will for sure be in this hearing.
Then the reps know that people are paying attention and people are watching them and differently.
That is possible these days. They have rooms open to the public and there's no...
Yeah, it's back open.
Crazy. What about masks and stuff?
Masks are optional, as I understand.
Yeah, that would make sense to me because the Republicans are technically in charge over there at the moment. moment, so probably optional. But I don't know.
I like it. I like the wording. I like it. It sounds really good.
And apparently we had
I know what they're going to complain about.
We had a liberal in attendance to the meeting today who voiced some of their concerns. We're going to get into those when we get back. Share your thoughts. What do you think about New Hampshire declaring independence? 603-283-6160.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us, 603-283-6160 if you want to take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever's important to you. That's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And it would be really awesome if New Hampshire actually declares independence from the United States. Who knows what's going to happen? I don't think that's very likely.
It doesn't seem likely, but it's possible.
It is possible.
Maybe not this year, but I feel it. I feel it in my bones.
Well, it won't be this year for sure.
This country's going to break up.
It could very well be next year.
It's too big. It's been around too long. It's fallen apart. And the only solution is to get back to our roots, get back to an individual community level, as opposed to this massive failure that it's become. And it really is. I mean, it's where are we at now? 28 trillion something in debt.
They
say that you are, Arya.
Screw them. This is all about what people believe is possible. If you believe that independence can happen in the United States, that someone can go, like some, you know, Texas, New Hampshire, whatever it is, whoever it is.
I think New Hampshire's taking the lead at the moment.
At this point, we are. But if you believe it's possible, then it's possible. There's a lot of people that don't think it's possible, and that's the biggest, I think, hurdle that we're going to have to overcome, is a lot of people believe that, well, this was settled back in the 1800s. And they think that it's going to lead to a civil war. They think that it's going to be violent.
Oh, that'll probably happen, too.
I don't agree. I don't think so at all, man. This isn't the 19th century anymore.
We're not firing on the fort.
Yeah, I don't think the United States government could get away with
it. But
they don't have the worldwide clout to do something like that.
People still have food to eat. You wait when there's no food on the shelves. For whatever reason.
Well, we're trying to sustain before people are starving.
Yeah, well, the problem is that we don't make a whole lot of food here.
Yeah, but we can import it.
Well, as long as the truckers are bringing it.
I don't see any reason why they wouldn't.
There's a port.
There's a border. There might be some crazy state that borders us that doesn't, like Massachusetts that doesn't want them coming through their state. And they're like, all right, hey, look, New Hampshire, we want to do business with you, but there's this Mordor is between you and us.
You're bringing up is fear, and there's going to be a lot of that as well. In fact, that's one of the objections that came up today. There was a meeting that we've been having, these kind of planning discussions about, you know, how to move this ball forward, about New Hampshire being independent from the United States, and the legislation that just got filed this week. And Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com wanted to try something different with today's meeting, so he invited some of the opposition.
That's really why I hate that I wasn't there more than anything.
But there were a lot of people in attendance, that more so at this meeting than I think any of the previous.
And they were talking about no trade with other states because
that didn't come up actually. But I'm just saying fear is what came up in this and the particular objections that this gentleman gave. He spoke for about 10 minutes, and then there was another 20 minutes of sort of back and forth between the various different participants in the meeting, asking him questions and so on. Anyway, what he brought up as an elderly gentleman in his 70s is that what about his Medicare and what about Social Security? And those were the two main objections. I mean, he had a lot to say, but I'm boiling it down.
Well, if the U.S. federal government owes him money, I don't see any reason why he wouldn't be able to sue them to get that money.
Unless they relinquished him as a citizen.
It's it doesn't matter. If they owe someone money, then they owe someone money.
Guess what? They owe us, all three of us, money. We're not getting any of that.
I don't think they owe me anything. I mean, if they could just leave me alone, that'd be
After all the money that we've pumped into the system, the three of us, knowing that in 10 years it's going down to 75%, and if that, because they're always changing the goalposts on those numbers.
Are you referring to Social Security?
Social Security, Medicare. And Medicare.
So that's the other point. I didn't want to argue with the guy. I asked him another question about what would be, and Aldo asked the same question. He didn't answer it at first, so I asked it again. But the question was, all right, well, what is it the federal government could do that would make you want to peacefully leave? And his only answer was, if a Hitler rose to power, he would then pick up a rifle and start fighting. I said, well,
that's not what we're trying to do here, dude.
Yeah, I was like, no, I was asking you about peaceful, and he didn't have anything besides if Hitler rose to power. So there's nothing the federal government could do besides mass genocide that would make him want to leave.
Well, I have both good news and bad news. the U.S. government is indeed committing mass genocide.
Well, he doesn't see it that way.
Of course not. Yeah. Well, I mean, what about the brown kids being kept in cages?
Again, I didn't want to argue with the guy, but I'm giving you the objection.
Yeah, I appreciate that, because I know what it's like to be, like, the one voice coming from a certain point of view in a room of, like, 20 people who disagree with you.
Yeah. I mean, kudos to him for coming in and, you know, saying what he had to say. These are not going to be uncommon viewpoints. There are going to be a lot of people whose main objection is, hey, I'm on welfare, and I want my welfare. And
well, then go to Massachusetts.
Yeah, move to Massachusetts.
Yeah, that's honestly the best answer. But some of these people are natives to New Hampshire, and they're not going to want to go to Massachusetts. And he felt like this was an attack.
In New Hampshire.
He described this, his viewpoint was that this was an attack on his property.
How did he explain how he was
because he's losing security?
Something like that. Yeah, you're taking a thing from him. He has a thing, and he, you know, this welfare that he's getting, and it belongs to him from his viewpoint. Now, it was pointed out to him that from what we understand, if you're from the United States and you've been paying into Social Security your whole life, and then you move to anywhere in the world, you can still receive Social Security payments. That's my understanding. That's not legal advice, just my understanding.
As long as the money is there.
But I suspect, and this is just me guessing, I bet you that's not true with Medicare.
Probably not.
Yeah.
But I mean, if New Hampshire was able to keep its money instead of paying taxes to the federal government, then New Hampshire could have the money to form its own Medicare thing.
That's true, and somebody touched on that, and I think he ignored it. And obviously I didn't get into the idea of, well, you know, we could do mutual care, and there's all kinds of voluntary solutions. But people like this don't believe in voluntary solutions. They believe you need a federal government. You need a central authority to take care of people. And that's fundamental to the belief of, you know, a leftist authoritarian.
Well, they believe, subconsciously, because a lot of these people are projecting, that people would not pick up the ball and run with it. They would not take care of themselves. It would all go to spit.
Well, I would for certain types of people. At my other job, we have this 24, 25-year-old hippie dude there who just, he refuses to work more than 15 hours a week because he will lose his welfare benefits if he gets too many hours.
And does he still live with his mom in the basement?
No, but his girlfriend's parents pay most of their bills. But I'm like, yeah, you're exactly the reason why welfare systems won't work and why they should be voluntary.
Cut these people off and let them live on the, you know, for a year or two, taking care of themselves. And we're an incredible species. But we lose all of that. You know, we lose all of our ability and our power whenever people take care of us. Why get off the couch? Why? Look at this UBI. Look at universal basic income that has been tested on this country this year.
Yeah.
Look what's happening to employment in this country. It's like, why go to work?
But I mean, if you have a 70-year-old man who doesn't have the money for health care or retirement or his bills or whatever, I'm fine with contributing to a charity that's going to help him out.
Yeah.
As long as there's a person there actually screening these people and making sure they're not just 25-year-old healthy individuals who just don't want to work.
And the other question I wanted to ask, but again, I didn't want to debate the guy, was what you touched on. What are you going to do when Medicare runs out of money?
Yep.
Because it will run out of money.
That's why we're all over this. That's why we three are all over this.
603-283-6160. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken testified before the House on Monday. Today, the Senate got their turn as the Senate Foreign Relations Committee had a hearing with Blinken to discuss the withdrawal of U.S. troops from Afghanistan. Ranking member and Idaho Republican Senator James Reich disputes the Biden administration's claim that there was no plan to withdraw troops from Afghanistan under former President Donald Trump's agreement with the Taliban.
In February 2020, agreement was contingent upon the Taliban reducing violence, meeting counterterrorism commitments, and engaging in substantive talks with the Afghan government.
Senate Democrats unveiling a new voting rights bill. The measure aims to appeal to progressive and centrist factions of the party while settling nationwide election standards. You're listening to USA Radio News. The National Hurricane Center is warning of life-threatening flash flooding across the deep south as Tropical Storm Nicholas moves across the region. 5 to 10 inches of rain predicted for parts of Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida through Thursday. An announcement is made regarding humanitarian aid being sent to Afghanistan.
The U.S. announced Monday that it will send about $64 million in humanitarian aid to Afghanistan. The State Department says it will come from the U.S. Agency for International Development and will be distributed by the UN and independent aid groups. The announcement comes a day after the United Nations issued an emergency call for aid from the international community to stop famine and a public health crisis in Afghanistan. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The Census Bureau reporting the real median income last year was just over $67,500. That's almost a 3% drop from 2019 when the average was almost 70 grand. USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Appreciate what we do. Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live with Aria, Conan, and Ian. And we got some stories coming up about cryptocurrency. And if you're sitting there going, what is cryptocurrency? Then head on over to Bitcoin.com. Click Getting Started at the top of the page. There's a number of short videos there that you can watch. Just take a few minutes out of your day to learn about this important world-changing information. Just the basics is all you really need to get started. That's at Bitcoin.com. But if you're already a knowledgeable crypto user, there's still stuff for you, mainly news at news.bitcoin.com, where you can stay up to date on all the news and headlines that are relevant to you, all on a sleek and easy-to-use website. That's bitcoin.com. We have Rob calling from Vermont. Rob, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
So, I've been listening to the show since it started. And, you know, Conan was on to something the end of the last segment of the show where he talked about, you know, the United States is going to break apart. And I believe that. And
well, all empires do.
Right. Well, I mean, this planet is going to evolve into whatever it wants to. You're going to roll with it or get rolled over. And I mean, with all that's going on over in California, that's going to be gone, you know, and...
What do you mean, what's going on in California?
You mean the state's going to crumble or it's going to fall off the edge of the continent?
Well, no, it's just going to be swallowed up by all the water and stuff like that, because it's going to start quite up somewhere around Michigan.
Learn to swim.
Learn to swim. Good song.
Where the Great Lakes are. And it's going to burrow right through down by Louisiana, big, large canal. by 2050.
Why do you say this?
There's a fault line right there that's going to town.
Well, because that's what I believe. I mean,
okay.
You know, and I don't know, I guess it's just something that I believe.
Okay.
I don't know how much more that I can explain it.
I understand. I mean, I certainly think the United States is going to, you know, shatter at some point as well. All empires do. The Roman Empire used to span most of the continent of Europe, I think. The Han Empire, is that right? The Genghis Khan Empire? Were they the Han Empire? I don't know.
Han.
The Mongolian Empire. Duh, I'm an idiot. It spanned a huge portion of the world, and of now it doesn't exist. The British Empire once did the same. The German Empire once did the same. So it won't be surprising to me when the American Empire goes the same way. I don't know what's going to cause it, and I don't know how soon it will be, but I will say for sure that it will happen.
Well, the good thing is that me and you and I and everyone in the studio in New Hampshire, Vermont, Maine, we're all going to be fine.
I also agree
with that.
I think we'll do just fine compared to some other states out there. It's still going to be hard. Pulling the Band-Aid off is going to sting like a mother. It's going to hurt, but it has to be done, and it's inevitable.
The more we kick the can down the road, the more it's going to hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Rob, thank you so much for the call tonight. Hopefully we can see that Band-Aid ripped off soon because, you know, $28 trillion is a huge amount of debt, and that's going to collapse the financial ecosystem of the United States eventually.
Which they're probably purposely trying to do.
But you're not wrong. Here in New Hampshire, we have the benefit of having lots and lots of land and lots of trees, lots and lots of hunting, and all of that great stuff. Lots of farmable, arable land, lots of water. So New Hampshire is in a pretty good spot, especially with this relatively low population. You look at some of these cities like New York City, you're doomed in the event of one of these things. There's nowhere to grow food.
Nope.
You're screwed. Once food stops coming in, you're done. And that's going to be the same as in Boston and Philadelphia and all of these other major cities as well. New Hampshire's largest city isn't that large. And it would have to be, you know, obviously vacated and ruralized. But I do think that, in general, New England is probably one of the better places to be in the event of one of these things because the people here in New England have already survived those sorts of conditions.
Blizzards?
Yeah.
It's called the Granite State, and that it speaks to more than just that there's a lot of rocks in the ground. There is that, but the people here are relatively hardy.
Yeah, and live for your die motto.
Yeah, they have that live for your die, and a lot of them really believe in it. And I think that's why the New Hampshire independence drive is going to be more successful than a lot of people are predicting. I don't know if I'm going to predict that it will succeed this time around, like Conan, you were saying. Maybe not this time. But it could. Like, I'm not going to write it off. I think there is a distinct possibility that this thing could catch fire, and in a good way.
And if anything, put it on the map. There's going to be articles written about this. The bigwigs are going to see the mainstream is going to see this, and they're going to jump.
They're going to attack.
Yes, they are.
It's
going to bring eyes to this predicament.
Yeah, and one of the other things it's going to do, I think, is it's going to push some people off the fence. Because there's been people out there like, I like what's going on in New Hampshire, but, you know, I like the weather down here in Florida or whatever. They've got their reasons.
And look, I was like that, too. I hate cold weather.
Me too.
It's really not that bad.
The Sunshine Patriots are never going to move. They're never going to do anything. But there still are some people out there that are going to be like, whoa, you guys really do have state representatives that support freedom.
Yeah, like
holy
400
crap.
Of them. Well,
yeah.
not total, but there's a big chunk of them.
There's dozens of them that actually are libertarians, voluntarists, anarchists here in New Hampshire, and they are starting to get the reins of political power. Now, look, I'm no fan of political power or politics or government in general, but the reality is people still believe in the state. And as long as people continue to believe in the state, then the political system is still a legitimate means of fomenting change.
I'm not a fan of the political system either,
but it sucks.
The people who are doing this, they at least seem to be coming at it from a principled standpoint of libertarianism and voluntarism rather than, you know, being like Rand Paul's or Justin Amashis or whoever.
Yeah, Mike Sylvia and Matt Santanastasso, the two guys that have so far officially, you know, signed on to this thing. There are other state reps that are sort of waiting in the wings or interested.
They want to see what the political fallout is going to be before they sign on.
And
that's a shame.
name.
And Mike Sylvia is a five-term state representative. He's on his fifth term now. That means he's been there most of the decade. It's two-year terms here in New Hampshire, and he's willing to put all of his so-called political capital up and risk it for this. Whereas a lot of these so-called liberty reps, they're just not willing to go out on Front Street with this yet. But I think once they see that it's popular, I think they'll change their tune.
I suspect it will be popular. I look forward to seeing how all of this develops because it's exciting and it puts the Libertarian Party to shame to an extent that I'm like, man, I'm embarrassed I ever had anything to do with the Libertarian Party. Why wasn't I just here in New Hampshire where stuff was actually happening?
Yeah. Yeah, if you are a libertarian and you want to actually to succeed, if you want to win in politics and in, you know, changing people and moving things forward, there's no better place than New Hampshire. I mean, we've been saying that for more than a decade on this show, and it's becoming more and more apparent as time goes on. Like, if you're paying attention, you know there's nothing like this anywhere else.
Yeah, the budget actually was decreased this year.
Yeah.
In the state of New Hampshire, and they prohibited governments from requiring vaccinations, which means that all of the public schools, all of the universities, all of the colleges here in New Hampshire are not allowed to require the students to be vaccinated.
Oh, and they're mad about that.
Yeah, but the result is that I don't remember the exact numbers. I saw it in the Sentinel a few days ago. Only like 40-something percent of Keene State College students are vaccinated in the first place.
Nice.
Well, so, a lot of kids aren't.
Because they're not. Because it's not a threat to them.
It's not.
I hope they realize
that. I am glad that these young, dumb kids, because that's what they're referred to as, are the ones who aren't taking this nonsense.
Yeah.
That's one good caveat. And that, and now everything's on video, these meetings and whatnot. So a couple of good things have come from this.
Yep. And, I mean, last year, at the height of the pandemic, the second wave or whatever wave it was, there was a group of Keene State College students who tested positive for COVID. So what did they do? They went out to the bar in an attempt to spread it.
What?
Not exactly
nice.
Something I would recommend a person do. Hey, I have this contagious disease. I want to spread it as much as possible.
How did you get this story?
I work with a lot of college students.
Oh, say, came right out and told you.
The ones I worked with were not the ones who did it.
So this was like a chickenpox party, like back in the day, whenever Joe got chickenpox. So hey, bring all the kids over; they're having a slumber party.
Not quite. It was just a group of kids who were who had COVID-19 and who went out to the bars in an attempt to spread it as much as possible.
What? No, we got to get back into this.
There's nothing more to get into. I mean, that's the full extent of the story.
But this is horrible.
Yeah,
not really. Everybody's okay.
Yeah. No one got, sick.
Let's talk about it in a second.
603-283-6160. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight,
At GCN Team, our Healthy Body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. As always, you're invited to join us, share your thoughts and opinions. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to do that. That's 603-283-6160. And Conan, I know you and I have both played World of Warcraft in the past. Ian, I don't guess you have.
Never have.
There was this event at one point where players could enter a raid or a dungeon. I don't know the specifics because I wasn't playing the game then. And they could get infected with this disease that could actually re-enter the towns with them. And the way the mechanic worked is it slowly killed them, and when they died, it spread to everyone nearby or something like that. So these people would go to this place, get this disease, and then go to one of the main cities where it would kill them, and it would just spread to everyone, and then those people would die and spread it to more people. And a lot of researchers and pandemic experts have looked at that as sort of a case study of how people might respond or how a plague would actually spread during a real epidemic or pandemic. And my issue with that was always, you know, no one is going to intentionally infect themselves with a deadly disease solely for the purpose of communicating it to other people.
But maybe not. Obviously, there are people who have spread HIV intentionally, and they didn't
infect themselves with it on purpose first.
Are you saying these characters?
You had to go out of your way to go and get it, right? You didn't just accidentally get it.
Yeah, but once it's been brought back to the city, you can get it, right, and spread it and kill someone.
Yes. But the way someone had to get it there initially was to intentionally get it and bring it there as an actor in bad faith, basically sacrificing their own life to get it and infect other people.
Okay, now question.
And that's the part that I don't think is realistic.
Well, in real life, right. This is a game. This is not something that's going to be everlasting. But are you saying that these characters, these Warcraft characters, people, players, actually went out and intentionally got themselves sick and intentionally went to a big hub and killed everybody?
Yes. I think it even killed NPCs, okay, if I remember correctly.
Those are trolls. These people do exist. They're real.
Yes.
But the question is, like you brought up, would real flesh and blood human beings intentionally infect themselves and
yeah,
spread
because
it.
The price of dying in World of Warcraft is like a few gold, even at max level, and a quick run back from a graveyard.
Right.
The cost of dying in real life is significantly higher.
Yeah. Correct. Well, you're now, hopeful. In the previous segment, we were talking about these college kids that you heard of.
Right.
Through the grapevine, who intentionally went out to
the
bars.
Oh, I have no doubt that it happened.
Went out to the clubs, the bars, with COVID, and you think that they were intentionally trying to infect their fellow human being?
That,
why?
Because they're trolls, and they're smart enough to have seen that COVID-19 isn't deadly.
There you go. So now you had these Warcraft players who knew that they're going to recover from this.
Yes.
No sweat off their foreheads. Same thing with your college kids. Yeah, you know what? I'm coughing a little bit. I'm a little phlegmy. And you know what? There was this thing called chickenpox parties, which I was a part of when I was a kid. Hmm. I don't know who got the chickenpox, but I know after the slumber party, I had chickenpox because that's how you used to do it.
Yeah.
And now that's foreboding. You know, so
you don't do that anymore?
You don't do that.
So you just get the chickenpox vaccine.
There's a vaccine for that?
Yeah.
Yep. And by the way, my kid...
For this almost completely harmless thing that, once you get it as a child, you're done with it.
By the way, my daughter got the vaccine. She got chickenpox also.
Just to be clear, I believe it's harmless or relatively harmless to children, but if you get it when you're older, it could kill you.
Supposedly, it can get in your brain stem or something, your spinal cord, and it has actually killed some kids.
Hmm.
But I don't know how recent those studies are. But you know what? So the chickenpox party. There is a very famous Brady Bunch. Episode. Is it Brady Bunch?
Yeah.
Where that's exactly what the whole episode was about.
Because
that's how they used to do it.
There was also a South Park episode about it.
There's also a South Park episode about it. And that's, so now we're talking about, in that episode, there was a most definite vengeful attitude. The kids were very upset that their parents intentionally infected them with this disease. And they got their revenge, and I definitely recommend watching that episode because it's hilarious, and the results are not so hilarious, but...
It is, but you make a good point about the World of Warcraft thing being recoverable, easily recoverable, and the same is true of COVID-19.
Or chickenpox.
Or chickenpox.
At a young age.
I don't think that in a real pandemic where people were actually dying en masse, something like the Black Plague, that people would get it.
Yeah, which wasn't even a virus, by the way. So stop using that example.
Well, it was a bacteria, right?
Is it? Yes, yes.
The Spanish flu was a virus.
Supposedly, yeah.
But anyway, this doesn't appear to be killing a whole lot of people. I saw a friend of mine posting today about, 98% more survival rate. He was like, this means that if 50,000 people go into a stadium, 1,000 of those people die. I'm like, whoa. First of all, your numbers are wrong. It's a 99.8% survival rate. Yeah. So it's more like... 20, I think, I'm just doing the math off the top of my head, 20 of those people died, or whatever.
He was probably looking at old people stats. Old and obese and vitamin D deficient. Yes, there are people out there who are suspect to this disease. Most of us are not.
But there is a mandate that Biden just released, or he wants to release. I don't know exactly the specifics, because I don't care what Joe Biden or his government does. Where any company with more than 100 employees must require its employees to be vaccinated.
It's official.
And, of course, the expected result of this is price gouging for fake vaccination cards.
I believe there's some sort of a deadline of this fall at some point. I don't remember what it was. But, yeah, there's some sort of arbitrary time frame that companies have to implement.
I know. I think you guys talked about the maternity ward. Right here in New England, which I guess they have another week and a half or 2 weeks, and they're gonna stop delivering babies.
I think it was
babies.
In New York.
They're gonna stop delivering babies because they've lost too many nurses, too many maternity nurses. They quit because they're not taking the vaccine.
That's the important thing here. And Ian, you have a story about this, about how 70% of people who aren't vaccinated would quit their jobs. Stand your ground. Don't quit your job.
No.
Make them fire you.
And don't take the test either.
Yeah, don't take the test. Don't get the vaccine. Make them fire you because you and I know if you're out there working right now, they don't have the staff to fire you. They simply don't.
Or they're going to try, and we're going to see what's going to happen to our health system in this country. They are getting hit hard.
Yeah, requiring nurses to be vaccinated was a stupid decision. I mean, they were heroes a year ago working through this without any vaccination. Now they're, horrible
lepers.
Human beings.
Lepers.
Yeah. And, of course, they're already talking about shortages in the healthcare system. We don't have enough nurses. We don't have enough doctors. So let's fire a bunch of them for not getting vaccinated. It's stupid. But a lot of people are attempting to turn to fake vaccination cards as a way of getting around this. In the days before President Biden announced all private sector businesses with more than 100 employees would have to require their employees be fully vaccinated, fake vaccine cards cost approximately $100, and that's surprising to me. I know a number of weeks ago we read an article that mentioned that they were $25 and available on Telegram or something like that, and even then I was like, that's way too it's just card stock, isn't it?
Yeah, guys, the PDF, it's out there. It's just Google it. It's out there. You can download it. You can write in. I'm not saying do it.
Yes, certainly don't do it.
I'm going to tell you, just to watch my own butt, I'm not doing it because I'm not having any part of it.
No, this isn't the way to handle this situation.
But the PDF, it's out there. You can download it for free. You don't have to pay for any of this.
Just to be clear, though, you are risking, if you do move forward with this, potential fraud charges.
If it's got the seal on it, if it's got the official seal on it, yes, you could.
They don't like that.
They don't like that.
But it's better to make a stand, like you're suggesting, and say, yes, I am going to be a free person, and, you know, if you want to, try the religious objection, try a medical objection, find a doctor that can write you an exemption. Those are all possibilities. There are freedom-friendly doctors. Not every doctor agrees that there is no scientific consensus on this. There are doctors out there who are like, yeah, this is all BS.
Like 1 in 4 doctors who are like, I'm not getting vaccinated?
Wouldn't surprise me if it's not even. Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me if it's higher.
Well,
than
they
that.
Absolutely exist. You're not going to see them. You're not going to get any.
They're not getting news coverage.
Yeah, you're not going to hear about them on YouTube.
Right. That's why I was suggesting folks contact their local Freedom Cell. Look into the Freedom Cells. Freedomcells.org, I think, is their website. They've got different cells for different areas of the country.
And then you have you also have frontline medics, frontline doctors.
Well, I don't know. How are you can connect with the Freedom community in your area, whatever little amount of it there is? There may be somebody in there that can point you to a friendly doctor that can look at you and assess your situation and say, you know what, I think you should be exempt from these things.
I had a story several weeks ago that I wish now we had gotten into, and I don't know if I can find it again, but it was an argument from some news outlet that there is no major religion that supports the exemption from the COVID-19 vaccination. And I'm like, no, that's certifiably false. Satanism does, because bodily autonomy is a huge part of Satanism.
Yeah, but I bet you the people over at the Satanic Temple are probably in favor of that. I'm just guessing, because some of them tend to
be leftists.
If they
follow their tenets, yeah, they shouldn't be.
Well, there's a reason why you created the Reformed Satanic Church.
Which actually follows the tenets of Satanism.
Right, because the other ones aren't.
No,
right?
they worship the state like all of the other religions have come to do, sadly.
So the point is that the major religions, major representatives are all bought and sold, and they are on board with the vaccine. That's the statement that's being made.
And that's certainly a problem for people who want to make a religious exemption. I happen to think, though, that just making a stand is better than saying, all right, then fire me. Good luck. Good luck finding an employee to replace me. Even one employee.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking ExtendoVite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered ExtendoVite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick.
I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendo.